Let's start that the town itself is over 750 years old, so that's got a great history. And I think 43 years ago, two wise men started the idea of putting a jazz festival in this ancient city. And we are now celebrating the 43rd edition of that. And we've got a lot of history. First of all, you start local and national acts. But I think about 12, 15 years ago, we started to become an international festival. But we tried to position ourselves not as a ticketed festival, where we have to look for the headliners, so because then people will come and buy tickets, because we have always been free of charge. And to take the pre-COVID edition, was 2019, we had 13 stages, we had 85 concerts, 85,000 visitors, and we had a big international conference, and we tried to position us as musicians' paradise. So we are not a showcase festival, because showcases are for half an hour. All international acts actually perform with us two regular concerts. We don't do speed dates, we do slow cooking, so we have musicians and festival directors and media just walking together. And I think it's a unique place. And just to explain, why am I doing this? My name is Alexander Bates, and I've been connected now for 22 years to the festival. There was a time, and when I was 18 and 20, I'm a tenor saxophone player, and I wanted to conquer the world with my music. And I was always looking for this Burning Man place where the programmers would be and we would talk about music and everyone would know who Coltrane and Miles Davis and Stanley Turrentine was, and it wasn't there. Then I decided, why not build it? So we try to be musicians' paradise, we try to center the artist. We honor living legends, but we also honor the deceased legends. We are focusing on next generation. Why? Because we need to preserve and develop this music. Otherwise, we are now educating people for a world in which there's no place for jazz or world music. So, basic idea, we have, Sylvek and me have a mutual friend called Deborah Brown, which is by far the best jazz singer in I've ever been on stage with. She lives in Kansas in the United States. And she said, Alex, you have to invite Sylvek to come to Amersfoort. So I sent an email, he didn't respond. So I told Deborah, hey, I sent an email, he didn't respond. 2 hours later, he sent an email back, sorry, I'd love to come. And actually, we had about 60 visitors over here, all countries, and I didn't know actually who Sylvester was. Hello, Sylvester, Alexander. And then we're here at the jam session, drinking beer. He said, what a great festival. I said, well, you have a festival yourself, yeah. He said, perhaps we can do some things together. He said, but Alex, I don't know any good Dutch jazz musician. So I said, okay, Sylvik, I don't know any good Polish jazz musician. And we started saying, okay, but isn't that simple, something we can work on? Quite simple, by presenting Dutch musicians at Szczecin and Polish musicians at Amersfoort Jazz. They said, well, that's a good idea. I'll invite you to come to the Jazz Forum Showcase in Szczecin. So I came. And there we sat together. I said, what can you bring to the table? And this is how the plan started. And actually, in 2022, this exchange will take place. And I think it's one of the biggest exchanges, actually, for jazz, bilateral, that's being realized. So we're bringing them here. And we thought, okay, but we need to also include the municipalities. We need to include the officials. And that's actually why we made Sylvester, apart from the fact that he is a great saxophone player, artist in residence. And it's also a scheme that you can all come here. So that by the time we are doing our collaboration, you all be friends, know each other privately, professionally, and we are going to write history for jazz.